Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou. You're listening SBS Greek. It was April 2021 when I spoke for first time here on SBS Greek with Greek Cypriot Australian author, writer Elena Kidd. We spoke back then about the book When the Past Awakens. It was her mother's story, Maria Avram. It was a brutal story. It was a story about her mom's thoughts, straight from the heart, very emotional. We did a story about this book back then. Also, SBS Australia did a story about this, in Greek and in English. Now we have Helena with us again, because recently her second book came out. The title is When the Past is Left. Elena, thank you very much for being with us today. I understand that you're not in Australia. You are in Cyprus in the last few months. But thank you for taking the time to talk to us about your new book.
Thank you, Panos. Thank you for having me here on this wonderful program. Thank you.
So your second book, Elena, among other things, is about grief from your loss of your mother. Can you tell me, please, why did you feel the need to write about your grief and to write this book?
I did the writing about grief to release my grief and put it on paper. But more than that, it's to expose grief and sadness and a parent's death. And I use the word death, not passing, because a lot of people are scared to use the word death. It's about confronting death and putting it out so people can understand that it's not a taboo subject. A lot of things that are in this book, I wanted to expose and say, hey, it's okay to talk about it. Mm-hmm.
After the success of your first book, Elena, could you tell us what did Maria tell you about that book? Was she happy about the success of the book? Was she satisfied? Was she pleased? Did she tell you that she wants to share more of her stories? What exactly was her reaction?
Her reaction to the first book was, first of all, allowing me to tell her story, and a very personal and very secret story. So I thank her every day for that. And even today, while I'm here in Cyprus, Skadino, I'm actually in my mother's village home, living in it, because I wanted to immerse myself in where she lived. But she gave me the permission, and all the mistigar that were inside her, the secrets, were released. I feel that Maria, after telling her story and I published it and we got shortlisted for the Victorian Community History Awards and she saw that award and she held her book, I think she went to her resting place in peace and finally acknowledging that she didn't have to hold that secret. It isn't shameful. We need to release these types of traumas from us by, you know, maybe you don't have to put it in a whole book, but maybe you need to talk to someone. And my mother went further and let the whole world know about her story, which I feel is important because the women of her generation hid all these things that are in the first book and probably in the second book.
How traumatic was for you the hard life that your mother had? I mean, how do you move on with your life, Elena, and with your life goals after having to deal with your mother's traumatic events for the most part of her life?
To be honest, Panos, I didn't know, and it's in the first book, I didn't know how traumatic and what my mother was going through until I read her memoirs that were translated from Greek to English. And I had my own children then, so you can imagine, I had no idea what my mother was hiding within her own self that she never revealed to us. So once I found out, it was amazing because I actually saw my mother as a whole different person. After I read the raw first version, not the printed one, not the rehashed one, the one that I did writing lessons to finish and to write, I sent my mother, you know, not that it helps, but I sent her a massive bunch of flowers and said that I love you. After I read her diary, it was incredible. It was amazing to find this out about my mother, that she was so stoic that she hid everything from everyone. It's a bit of a healing for me. It's also a journey for me to be here. I think I needed to be here after Mother passed away, Maria passed away, because I've wanted to do this and live in Cyprus, even if it's for 2 months. You get amongst the people. I've learned stories here while I'm in Cyprus that I didn't know. I've got relatives that I didn't know. I'm delving deep within the community here in Skadinul and learning more that I didn't know, that maybe even my mother didn't know. But I needed to do this, and I'm okay with the story of my mother. I think it's important that we acknowledge the trauma they went through and what they went through. And I feel at peace. I feel that I've written these two books, and I feel at peace with myself, basically.
And you dedicate many pages, many of your new book to your son, Leo. How is your son coping with all that? Is he traveling with you? Does he also feel the need to kind of support you and be there with you?
Yes. Leo, my son, he did come with me. We came to Cyprus for the Cyprus Diaspora Forum. Mm-hmm. We were invited. I was invited on the literature panel, and my son wanted to be here to support me. And he wanted to see his yaya's village and Cyprus. He's never been. He's 34 and he still hadn't been. In the second book, there is a section where he's injured for 4 years and he can't move, literally. He's in pain. So I write that. That's as painful as my mother's story. He was here with me to support me. I did win the literature award for the Cyprus Diaspora Forum, which was quite an honour, because I never expected to even come anywhere close to all the other authors that were here representing the diaspora. But, yeah, my son was here and he gave me permission to write his story again, which is a very painful story. Even now when I speak about it, because it's new, I get emotional. I had to care for my son and my mother in her Brunswick home at the same time and work as well. So I think putting those stories down is also good for other people that are carers. So this book, When the Past Is Left, is so much like, I don't know whether you see what's in the book, but there is a lot in there. There's the carer, there's the mother-daughter bond, there's the third generation, there's a mother-son bond. I've rewritten a section in it that is the trauma of my mother and my father, and I've rewritten that section like I'm having a conversation with my mother, bringing it out into the open. So I flipped it. It's something that I feel people should be discussing with someone, not hiding their secrets.
And I want to go back to the thing that you told me at the beginning about using the words. You don't have any issue, any problem using the word death instead of the word passing. Do you think is this because we as a Greek community or like in Cyprus community here in Australia have a problem with that?
I think it's not just in the Greek community. I think we need to address death of a loved one. We need to talk about them. A lot of people, when someone dies, when say a friend's husband dies, they're too scared to go up to them and talk to them about that person. They don't know what to say. So I think we're coming into a new era where we need to say, hey, are you okay? Let's talk about, you know, whoever your husband or partner or mother, wife, child. Do you want to talk about them? Do you want to bring up some memories? You know, let them guide you. Maybe they don't want to talk about it, but I feel that the subject of death, I think, still taboo, and people don't know what to say to people. This is a big, big issue, I feel, today, still in today's world.
If someone from our listeners would like to get the new book on their hands, where can they find it, Helena?
At the moment, the book is on Amazon. If they Google my name, Helena Kidd, When the Past Awakens, they can find it everywhere. There's also a few copies at the Lonsdale Street Karas bookshop. So when I get back to Melbourne, I will be putting some more books there. I'm planning to do a big book launch in November at the Greek Centre, which I'll let people know, so they'll be able to get a signed copy from me there. I'm going to try and get it out into more places once I get back from Cyprus, which is in June.
So is Cyprus becoming inspirational for you? Are you preparing something new?
When I did When the Past Awakens and completed that story, it actually did literally zap me and drain me. As soon as I finished it, I just didn't write anything. And when I've come to my mum's house in Scarino, it's a renovated holiday let now. It's not the same house. It's totally different. I've got inspired and I've started writing something. I've started writing about, similar to my mum, about the unknown person, about someone that's literally walking around the street, which I met this lady. I'm writing about Cyprus. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm just putting so much down at the moment, and I'll try and work it into something tangible, readable. I've got inspired since I've been here to tell the Scarino story, I think.
So this is only your second book, Helena. How liberating is for you the writing of a book?
I started writing very, very late in life. I didn't know how to write. I left school very early. A couple of years now I've been doing writing courses to learn the craft of writing. Writing does not come easy to me. But after doing the second book, I thought, oh, that's it. I've had enough. I don't want to do anymore. It's just too hard. And it's a lot of fear to face because we always feel that we're not good enough. Coming here and starting to do the third book has given me, I don't know, a renewed confidence. It's making me want to write again. I feel I have stories to tell. It doesn't matter what age you are. And I thought this would be it. But here I am in Scarino sitting down, and I've already written some 50, 55 pages of first draft, of course. And I think I'll continue.
Is it okay to ask you what sort of employment you were in before you became a writer?
I left school at 16. I did hairdressing. My brother and sister went to university. I didn't. I always thought I wasn't good enough. I had a lot of doubts in myself. And then I went and studied event management to prove that I could be academic. And I finished that course. I didn't work in the field, but I volunteered in that field. Writing was never on my radar ever in my whole life. So it's amazing what you can achieve. And sometimes things just unfold and you have to roll with them and you go with your intuition.
Helena Kidd, thank you very much for your honesty. I'm looking forward to meet you back in Melbourne when you're back in June, so you can tell me more about what's going on in Cyprus.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, Panos.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.